Good morning and welcome to the Celestial Hour, a phenomenon-based commentary on all things astronomy produced by one seriously motivated student living in cyberspace. Today's date is October 18th, 2019. My name is Brandon and I'll be your host today. I am a student astronomer at Los Alamos Middle School. We are going to look at a really interesting phenomenon, the angle or altitude of the sun in a year from the perspective of Earth. So here's some background. The Earth is tilted on its axis at an angle of 23 degrees that causes the effect of the sun's light hitting the Earth's surface at different angles. We know this effect is the cause of the common seasons. During this time, the sun is at different altitudes of our horizons. Altitude, that is, relative to Earth's surface or horizon. For example, summer is an average sun altitude of 70.5 degrees, meaning that the sun's light is very direct on the surface of Earth, making everything feel really warm. In winter, the average altitude of the sun is 31 degrees. This is indirect, meaning that most of the sun's main light is missing that part of the Earth. If you think about it, that's a nearly 40 degree difference. Additionally, the hours of sunlight are different between the two seasons. To elaborate, the summer has an average day length of 14 and a half hours, while winter is about 9 hours and 50 minutes. My driving question is, does the sun's position change much over the time of a year? I think that it does, because the seasons are caused by Earth's tilt, so when the Earth moves to another point in its orbit, the tilt will cause one of the hemispheres to be facing the sun more directly. So, in the perspective of Earth, that hemisphere will see the sun as high in the sky, while in the other, it will see a low sun. Over the course of the year, the pattern will change because of this. I shall return after a short commercial break. Thanks, Brandon. I love your podcasts.
Thanks, Taylor. What's up?
Well, I was listening to your podcast, and I disagree with one of your thoughts.
Which one?
Well, you said that the Earth tilts and receives more direct sunlight, being that the sun is at a different angle. But that happens around noon every day, so aren't seasons caused by Earth being closer to the sun?
That's a great point, but may I ask you a question, Taylor?
Sure. Great, thanks. How do you explain the phenomenon of opposite seasons in the northern and southern hemispheres? And why are there two different day lengths at the same month in opposite hemispheres? Just curious.
Well, I don't know. That's hard to explain.
No, it's okay. It's a very common misconception. Now, you aren't totally wrong. The Earth does get closer to the sun throughout its orbit. However, this only varies about 2 million kilometers.
Only? That's a lot!
To us, it is, but in space terms, it's not much because we're over 300 kilometers away from the sun. So it's not enough to make a noticeable difference. And noon is the highest point of the sky of a day. So, Taylor...
Yes?
Do you have easy access to a mobile device or computer?
Yeah, I do.
Great. Can you look up a picture of a time lapse of the sun over a year?
Sure.
Let me see. Oh, wow. That's a time lapse of the sun over a year from one place?
Sure is.
That's so cool. Thanks for talking to me.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks for the call.
Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Who do you agree with? Do you think that the Earth is tilted, making the sun hit the Earth at different intensities, giving the sun different angles in the sky? Or do you think that the Earth gets closer to the sun, warming the Earth with no change in the sun patterns? You decide.
Thanks for listening and leave me a comment to share your thinking. And join us again soon for the Celestial Hour.